Steve, you're representing a company my children own.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Bernstein Family Realty.
I am.
Yes, my understanding is that the actual owners of the company are three trusts of which your children are beneficiaries.
Correct.
Okay, so yes, I understand. So yes.
The company is owned by my three children, too.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
The company is owned by my three children, 33.3% each.
Well, okay, and this may be totally immaterial to what you're discussing, but technically the company is owned by the three trusts, and your children are beneficiaries of the trust, but the trustee of those three trusts are Oppenheimer Bank.
Okay.
Oppenheimer Bank is also the manager of the company of the Bernstein Family Realty. So again,
Now you know I've challenged that in court, meaning when my father died, the manager of Bernstein Family Realty, according to the documents, is supposed to be elected by the beneficiaries.
Okay.
And the managers of Bernstein Family Realty, my three kids, or myself as their guardian. Now, there was no election of a manager to Janet Craig. That was appointed by, I believe, Robert Spallina. Janet Craig was.
Okay, I'm unfamiliar with the circumstances under which they were appointed, so I'm happy to talk with you about it. I'm trying to figure out the reason for your call. I'm happy to discuss anything you'd like to discuss.
Well,
I will tell you, and again, I don't mean to give you a short shrift. I do have a deposition at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Which is an hour from now, so I've got time.
Okay, no problem.
But I wanted to make sure I returned your call today and didn't leave you hanging, so I'm giving you a call back, but I do have some time constraints.
Okay, who hired you?
Oppenheimer Bank.
To represent Bernstein Family Realty.
Yeah, because Bernstein Family Realty was sued. And they need to be represented in this lawsuit brought by Mr. Stansberry.
Okay.
You're with that lawsuit.
I am.
Okay.
And
we're trying to get Mr. Stansberry to drop the company as a party. You know, we have no interest in, you know, being a defendant in a lawsuit. So.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to drop anything. But that's just
my
understanding. His contention is that money that was misappropriated from him by my brother went to various things, including my home.
Okay.
So I think that's their position, from what I understand.
Yeah, I think that is their position. But you know, my understanding is that the home is encumbered by two mortgages, so it's underwater. So even if you know he's got a right against it, it's really, you know, trying to get blood out of a stone. That's my understanding of the finances of it.
The finances of the home?
That the assets of Bernstein Family Realty are outweighed by its liabilities, you know, specifically the two mortgages covering the property.
Well, one of the mortgages is bogus, and most likely part of further fraud. You know there's been, you know, forgery and fraud in my parents' estates, correct?
I've heard something about that third hand. I don't profess to have an opinion or know too much about it, but
okay.
I don't think it has anything to do with Oppenheimer. So.
It has a lot to do with Oppenheimer and their involvement in Bernstein Family Realty. And just exactly how they got to be in this position and what they did in managing this. Meaning, you know, actually Bernstein Family Realty should be suing Oppenheimer. And they've had, you know, massive amounts of fiduciary violations as far as I can tell. I've notified them of all of those. I don't know if you're aware of my correspondences with them.
Let me just stop you and ask you a quick question. Oppenheimer wears a couple of different hats here. They are the manager of Bernstein Family Realty.
Allegedly.
And they are also the trustee of your children's trust, right?
Well, in some instances, I haven't seen valid proof of that yet either, but somehow they got into those positions.
Okay, and you believe they committed wrongdoing in both of those capacities, right?
I do,
I do. Just, okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I believe it's put Bernstein Family Realty a tremendous risk. It's used it as a lever to extort my family and children, and that my children have been misrepresented by Oppenheimer, and they violated and breached all of almost their fiduciary duties to my family.
Okay.
And so I'm kind of perplexed at the situation, but if you're representing Bernstein Family Realty and my children, the real, you know, representation here is to sue Oppenheimer, which I'm technically probably going to do.
Again, I'm just a lawyer. I haven't lived through all this stuff, as I'm sure you have, and I'm sure you know a lot more than I do. But you know, according to the documentation that I've seen, Oppenheimer is presently the manager of the realty company, whether rightfully or wrongfully, they are the present manager until someone, you know, produces a document that says they shouldn't be.
Do you have the operating agreements of Bernstein Family Realty?
Yes, I do.
Okay, do you see what happens upon the death of Simon Bernstein, who was the manager?
Again, this is an issue that you're bringing to my attention that no one else has, so when I read the operating agreement, I wasn't looking at those sorts of issues. I was looking at other issues.
Okay, so that should be one of the issues we first address.
Let me ask you a basic question. Who do you think should be the manager of Bernstein Family Realty?
Me.
Would you like to be the manager still?
No. Not current.
Like
No. I'm going to leave the liability right where it is with Janet, but go ahead with Oppenheimer.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're... Okay. In other words, until someone says, you know, I'm the manager, or I should be manager, or I want to be the manager, I have to take my orders from the manager, which right now is Oppenheimer.
Well, that's fine. But understand that you need to look at the document that they're operating under and see if that management position has been legally acquired. Meaning, what happened upon the death of Simon Bernstein? Did the members take a vote? Was the vote cast? Who cast it? When? Why? Wasn't anybody notified? And all those things that are supposed to have happened. And if that didn't happen, then you have to question, is Oppenheimer the manager? And then the question is, who directed them to be the manager? And then the question is, who should we really be suing if you're the lawyer representing Bernstein Family Realty?
Okay, I can tell you this. I was engaged for, you know, by Oppenheimer, who has produced documents to me, shown to the manager, and under the Florida Division of Corporations website, they are listed as the manager. And frankly, believe it or not, you know, we have weird rules as lawyers. They're called rules of ethics, and sometimes they are they seem illogical. But it's, you know, it's not within my purview to start investigating, claims that my client has, done stuff wrong. When my client hires me for a specific
purpose. Wait. Your client is Bernstein Family Realty.
And so the
first thing as their lawyer is the manager legally, was the manager legally appointed? And if not, we need to deal with that first. Because otherwise, you're kind of participating in a fraud.
It's not a we issue. I understand it's your position that they were appointed wrongfully.
But
pursuant to public records, they are the current manager. And until someone, files an action or seeks their removal, or frankly, until they decide to resign,
I've asked Oppenheimer to address those issues, and as trustees, I believe they have, and as manager to a company that my children own, I believe they have obligations to respond to these issues, but they're kind of in hiding, I guess.
Well, they're not in hiding, and frankly, I don't think they have any, taste for being involved with your family, and would prefer, to hand over the reins to, to you or to somebody else that wants to take them. The problem is nobody wants to take them.
Well, that's because they've created a web of liability here that, obviously I'm not going to let them out of the management position,
You're talking about two different things, okay? I'm not your lawyer, so I can't give you legal advice, and I just want to make that disclaimer, but I'm sorry, is it on your end or my end?
No, that's my end. It's just a phone ring. It'll go away.
Loudly in my ear, so I'll wait for it to stop.
Okay. Probably on that one it stops. Okay.
Okay. So, you're really talking about two different issues. If a manager or a trustee has done something wrong in the past, and then they resign or they're removed or whatever, that doesn't necessarily relieve them of wrongdoing for things that happened in the past. Okay.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, but
okay. So in other words, if somebody said, like for instance, if you said, I don't want them involved in my family anymore. They've caused me a lot of trouble. I want to take over for them. That wouldn't necessarily preclude you from accusing them and trying to prove that they committed wrongdoing while they were manager, while they were trustee.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Totally get it. And there might be a time where I ask, for their resignation. I believe I have asked for it in several letters that I've written them.
No one's willing to assume the management. So I think what they're probably going to do is seek to terminate the trust and distribute the assets to you as the natural guardian of your children.
Well, there's other assets.
To either resign as the manager of the realty company or seek to dissolve the realty company because it has, it's insolvent.
Why is it insolvent? It's got assets. Why is it insolvent? It's got assets in it.
Well, yeah, but it's also got liabilities.
It's got assets in it. It's got Lick Holdings. How much is that worth? I've only asked Janet for the information for a year now.
Okay, I understand, but my...
Lick Holdings, which they also have interest in, could be worth $50 million. Nobody knows the answer.
I'm told that's not the case, but again, I just got involved in this case, so I don't have all the information.
Okay,
All I'm saying is, the statement you made a little earlier, that somehow if you take over, you're somehow... wiping the slate clean and relieving them of...
Oh, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said I'm not letting them go until till the time is ripe.
Okay, my question is, you have no interest in either taking over as manager now, going forward, keeping all the claims that you have for their past misconduct. You don't have any interest in doing that, right?
Which one?
Well, that one.
That was two things.
Taking over as manager going forward.
Would be no.
And maintaining whatever claims you have against them.
Which I would.
What's that?
Well, I have no interest in taking over as manager, and I will, obviously maintain my position on their liabilities.
Unless someone formally takes the position that, these guys are not the proper manager and here's who should be manager, I have to take orders from someone. Let me ask you a question about the trust. Would you object to them terminating the trust and distributing whatever assets are there outright to you.
Absolutely. I don't know what they've done. I don't know if money's been stolen. There's been, you know, other assets. We now have police reports where people were taking distributions illegally against advice of counsel. We've got forged documents, some of which Oppenheimer is involved on, which I've sent to them. The ones with Huntworth are supposed to be for the trusts. There's a not properly notarized document. There's a missing set of documents on Joshua Bernstein's trust, and they've been operating. I've asked only, I think, 100 times or so for that document. I haven't got. And so there's a whole lot of problems with doing any of that right here. So here's how it is. I'm never going to give them a release letter of whatever. I'm going to see how they want to play in court right here and with you. And you're going to have, somebody's going to have to make a motion at some point to do something. And at that point, I'll come in legally with my, with what my legal intention is against them.
Okay. You know? And again, I just want to make sure that you're clear that what I was proposing, or what I haven't discussed with my client. I'm just trying to figure out, you know, why you're calling, and I think what you're telling me.
You're trying to figure out why I'm calling when I have a company that's owned by my three kids that I'm supposed to be manager of.
I think what you're getting at is, you know, all things being equal, you would prefer to have them out of your life without releasing them from anything they've done in the past. I mean, that's.
No, I'm fine with them in my life. They're actually just stacking up liability left and right while they continue to have their fiduciary obligations to my children. And okay. So I, you know, them extending their liabilities with me is great. I'm loving it. If one of my kids gets sick or injured today, I'm going to sue them till the cows come home, because they've caused all kinds of damages from what I believe they've done in hijacking my company and mismanaging and misusing trust assets and everything else I've claimed they've done. And I've, you know, notified authorities, and, you know, I'm going to definitely keep them, you know, as the people in charge. Let them explain what they've done to everybody. And so, okay. So my question to you is, in representing my kids, you're going to start obviously filing something in the courts, correct, on the Stansberry case? Are you planning on responding to Stansberry, to the motions for production?
Well, my understanding, well, first of all, I'm not really at liberty. You know, my client is the realty company,
right.
and you know, that's what I intend to do going forward in that case is something I have to discuss with my client, which is the manager of the company, which is Oppenheimer. You know, we're going to do what we feel is appropriate to do in the lawsuit, because, you know, we're the manager, and again, you know, if you at any point you'd like to take over, I'll run that by my client so you can have control over the litigation. You know, until somebody else wants to control the litigation, that's up to my client to decide.
Your client, Bernstein Family Realty, not Oppenheimer, right?
My client is Bernstein Family Realty.
Okay. Good. So we're just all still a little confused about who you're representing.
I represent, a company can only act through its authorized representatives, and Oppenheimer Bank is the authorized representative of Bernstein Family Realty, as far as, you know, I'm concerned. Oppenheimer may also want me to do some other things, such as seeking to terminate the trust and distribute the assets to you, and to, you know, seek to resign as manager of the company. And at that point, you know, you will.
So at that point, you're representing Oppenheimer or Bernstein Family Realty, or the trusts.
it gets a little tricky.
It might get a little conflicted.
In connection with the trusts, I would be representing Oppenheimer in their capacity as trustee of the trusts.
So then you're not representing the trusts. You're representing Oppenheimer. You better check the conflicts on
that. Whenever you represent an estate or a trust, you're representing your client is the fiduciary. Your client is the trustee of the trust or the representative of the estate. So So yes, my client would be Oppenheimer. If we filed an action to terminate the trust.
So not the beneficiaries of the trust.
What's that?
So you're not representing the beneficiaries of the trust, my children, at that point.
Exactly. And what we would do, just to be candid with you, all interested persons, and I put that in quotes because that's a defined term, interested persons, that would mean the beneficiaries of the trust.
Right.
They would be notified of the lawsuit. They would be named as defendants in the lawsuit, and that they would be given an opportunity to state their position. So you, as natural guardian, would be named as the defendant in the lawsuit to terminate the trust, and you would have an opportunity to express your views on, number one, whether the trust should be terminated and the money distributed to you outright.
Right.
And then number two, as a separate matter, whether Oppenheimer should be discharged and released, or whether they should be held accountable for their wrongdoing.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, good. And I'll respond to that when I see it. And then the second part now is on the Bernstein Family Realty, you're representing Oppenheimer as manager, not Bernstein Family Realty.
No, I'm representing Bernstein Family Realty.
Oh, so you're not representing Oppenheimer as the manager.
Oppenheimer is the manager, so that's the entity that's giving me direction. So I have an attorney-client relationship with Oppenheimer Bank, and I am representing the company.
Oh, that's going to get tricky, too. Wow.
It's not really as tricky as it sounds. Again,
I think it causes some conflict issues that might be... Well, sure, because I believe the company's position is going to be that the manager should be put in jail.
Right now, the owners of the company are the trusts.
Okay.
If the trusts are terminated, then you, Elliot Bernstein, as the natural guardian of your children, would be the owner of the company. And at that point, if you decided as the owner of the company that you wanted to sue the manager for wrongdoing, you would have the ability to do that.
Well, you're representing the company. Well, you're representing the company, and I've notified you now that the company management might have been fraudulently instituted. But you're telling me you also represent Oppenheimer as the manager. So I'm confused at who you're representing. And if you're and it sounds like you're representing Oppenheimer because that would be in their best interest, not the company's, my children, or my own best interest. So I'm confused there. It's a little bit conflicted. I'm going to have to run that through some friends of mine who know about conflicts and see, you know, what they think on that. But that might be a little dicey there.
Okay. Well, you know, with regard to this lawsuit, do you believe that Bernstein Family Realty, whoever's controlling it, should let a judgment be entered against it? Or do you think we should defend this lawsuit?
How are you asking? In what capacity would I be answering that?
I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, as far as a conflict goes, the only capacity in which I'm representing Bernstein Family Realty is in defense of this lawsuit. So I think defending against a lawsuit where money damages are being sought, or in this case, the plaintiff is seeking to have a lien on your home, I think that we're aligned. I think that we both believe that it's in the best interest of the beneficiaries, meaning your children, to defend against the lawsuit. So I don't believe I have a conflict there at all.
Well, I think to defend against...
I'm not their general counsel. I'm not, you know, doing their corporate work. I'm not doing any of that. I was asked to defend them in a lawsuit in order to avoid a lien being placed on your house.
Yeah.
Follow me? So
well, the lien is with now you're getting me confused. The lien is with Walt Somm, I would assume, or my dead father. Those are the two people who can put liens on. Bill Stansberry, are you talking put a lien on from the lawsuit?
The relief that Mr. Stansberry is seeking in the lawsuit is an equitable lien on your house.
Okay, good. Okay, so a third lien. Okay.
I'm assuming you don't want that to happen, right?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. So, I hear what you're trying to do. I know that you're trying to, you know, maximize the liability of Oppenheimer, even if that means, you know, letting a lien be placed on your house so that Oppenheimer looks bad. Right now, Oppenheimer is doing his best to avoid having a lien placed on your house. And unless and until, you know, somebody steps forward and says, you know, we think this particular litigation should be handled differently, and we, you know, we want to take over as manager, you know, that's my job, is to defend that company in this particular lawsuit.
Well, Oppenheimer's lapsed the insurance on the home. Oppenheimer's failed to try to get any money from the estate that I know of since the latest. I just sent him a letter telling him, you know, you should contact the estate, the new curator, and you should contact Ted Bernstein, and you should get the money in place to replace the money that was misused by the people who just resigned as personal representatives, etc., and try to minimize your liabilities. I haven't heard quite back from him yet. Hopefully their counsel will respond. But at this point, Oppenheimer is putting Bernstein Family Realty at more and more risk, and a lot more people at a lot more risk, including Bernstein Family Realty, the company. Lapsing things, not dealing with the mortgages properly. There's all kinds of issues here that, you know, I'm not sure you can represent, you know, Oppenheimer in one capacity as representing them as trustees, and then on the other hand, represent Bernstein Family Realty, because there is going to be a massive conflict there.
Yeah, well, if and when a conflict arises between the two, I'll address that appropriately. Right now, again,
You said you're representing Bernstein Family Realty and Oppenheimer as trustees of the trusts. So that I do think that's a conflict already, meaning they should probably get separate counsel for that.
Okay. Well, listen, I heard you on it. I respectfully disagree.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything more to be said about that.
Okie doke. Well, good. It's been good talking to you. I'll try to figure out from talking to you what exactly is going on here. Of course, we haven't been notified of anything as the beneficiaries of the trusts or Bernstein Family Realty. So I don't know if anybody has an obligation to keep us in the loop on stuff, but we certainly have been kept out of the loop here. So I'm just notifying you of that, since you're acting as counsel to the trustees of the trust and to Bernstein Family Realty. Who's representing Janet Craig as manager of BFR? Anybody yet?
Is she a party in some lawsuit?
No, I'm just asking, is she represented at this point? Well, you know, she's been accused of some pretty serious crimes. At this point, I would have already thought Oppenheimer would have, you know, put somebody else in charge here, because, you know, there's already a whole trail of fiduciary problems that are being alleged against her.
I wouldn't know anything about that. All I know is that, because a company, Bernstein Family Realty, was actually sued and named as a defendant in a lawsuit, Bernstein Family Realty needed to get counsel. I'm assuming that if Janet Craig is ever sued, or, you know, people at Oppenheimer individually are sued, that they will engage counsel appropriately.
Are they getting counsel for the beneficiaries of the trust?
I don't believe. Are the beneficiaries of the trust being sued?
In effect, the beneficiaries of the trust that own BFR, yeah, they were involved in it.
Okay.
I mean, the trust.
That's just not the way it works. I'm a little confused by your question. I mean, the company.
Well, so Janet Craig, how are they paying you? Are they paying you out of Oppenheimer's money or Bernstein Family Realty money?
I'm not at liberty to disclose.
Okay, why?
If you believe, and let me just say this as and again, I want to treat you with the utmost respect, and I try to do that with everyone I speak with, and I hope you feel that I am taking the time to at least try to answer your questions. But from Oppenheimer Bank as the manager of Bernstein Family Realty. And if you, as the father of the beneficiaries of the trusts that own Bernstein Family Realty, believe that Oppenheimer did wrongdoing or its principals committed wrongdoing, then you know that's up to you to either file a lawsuit yourself or hire a lawyer to file a lawsuit against them. You know, that's not for me to do. I'm not your lawyer.
You're Bernstein Family's realty lawyer that should file. I'll tell you that. I mean, you should be, that's what I said right from the start. You should be suing Oppenheimer as trustees for all of these damages to BFR. Mm-hmm. See, and I don't think you'll do that because you're getting paid by Oppenheimer. And when that's occurring, and if it's coming out of my money, then you better be suing them. But if it's coming out of their money, you've got conflicts all over the place.
Yeah,
layman, I'm not a lawyer, but I have studied the ethics things. You'll notice I filed many ethics complaints. I filed a federal RICO that's radioactive right now against lawyers, judges, state bar associations, and others. So I have read them a little bit, some of those conflict laws you were referring to. And... you know, it just seems to me something's wrong here, but I'm not 100% sure. I just want to kind of take some time to digest what we've talked about and see how the hats you're wearing all work out and who you should be representing as far as what you should be doing with Bernstein Family Realty. Meaning, you know, otherwise I think what we could be doing is creating a protection for Oppenheimer, where Oppenheimer's funding counsel that's misrepresenting Bernstein Family Realty interests more for the interests of the manager of Bernstein Family Realty, and in the collusion with the trust that own Bernstein Family Realty and all of that. So that's all I want to try to figure out for a few hours here. And then if I can, I'll get back to you shortly and we can discuss further, or I'll be, you know, responding to all of your court things.
Okay, well, let me just give you something to chew on when you're reading this stuff.
Okay.
Keep in mind that I am representing Bernstein Family Realty with regard to a specific matter, and that is Bernstein Family Realty has been sued with the intention of placing a lien on the property that's occupied by you and your family.
Correct.
We are trying to avoid that.
Okay.
So if you believe that goal of avoiding a lien being placed on your property is adverse to the interests of the beneficiaries and your children, you know, please send me an email explaining how your kids' interests and Oppenheimer's interests are adverse with respect to that specific thing. And again, I completely understand that you believe Oppenheimer did a bunch of things wrong, that you believe, you know,
are affecting Bernstein Family Realty, that are affecting the property, that are affecting everything. Yeah, and that's why it's going to get confusing. Because,
okay, that's the part I don't understand. You know, again, if you believe the company should be suing Oppenheimer, then you know that's outside the scope of my engagement. I was asked to represent.
Well, that's not outside the scope of your engagement. Meaning if your engagement's to represent Bernstein Family Realty in a lawsuit about a lien on a property, the question is, has Oppenheimer done all of the appropriate things as manager of Bernstein Family Realty, which there's a long list, I think, of what they haven't done right, and what their liabilities to Bernstein Family Realty are as it relates to the ongoing lawsuit, etc. So no matter how you slice it, you're going to get back to all these dicey issues, and it's going to get real interesting.
Okay, well,
so
yeah,
I will write you if I have specifics. Otherwise, as I said, I'm going to review this. If I need to call you, I will. I'll reach out to you again, and then otherwise I'll be anticipating, responding as I have to in whatever capacities, as whatever moves you make on behalf of the trust or Bernstein Family Realty occur.
Okay. Well, you know, again, I'm happy to speak with you anytime. I will, as long as you treat me with respect and courtesy.
Oh, I'm not. I am not adverse to you, just so not yet. So, you know, you will be treated with, you know, the courtesy you're treating me with, and I appreciate your taking this time, really, because, you know, just step in my shoes. I have no idea what's going on here. You know, somebody should have notified me that counsel was being got, that something was happening. I don't get any reports. Mortgages are appearing on the house out of the blue, and nobody put it on the insurance policies. And there's all these crazy things going on, and people are being charged with forgery and fraud in 6 instances. And people are confessing to illegal distributions of funds of my parents' estates. And there's been a whole lot of hokey stuff. So it's kind of strange when I, you know, see in a court filing your name out of the blue in a company that my kids own. And, you know, I think...
My understanding is that the attorney that was representing the company withdrew, and therefore leaving the company without counsel. And the company hired me so that the company would be represented in the lawsuit.
We don't even know who hired the last attorney, but believe me, he didn't resign because he was going golfing. Okay? He resigned because he knows he's the next one in the liability chain for what went on here. And I think he tried to get out of Dodge as fast as he could. He was the first one out, as we pointed out that he was a respondent and representing parties without authority. And so that's my belief of where Mr. Mansieri exited stage right, as fast as he could. But, you know, again, like you said, it won't get him out of the past liabilities.
Exactly.
Okay, and that's why I'm kind of cautioning you. I didn't know what you knew, what people have told you, what who hired you told you. But, you know, you're walking into a landmine, and, you know, there's one on every side, and every step becomes dangerous forward as far as I can see for everybody involved. That's why there's been a trail of lawyers resigning as fast as they can in the light of and in the wake of the fraud and forgery, which include allegations of BFR being hijacked, overtaken, mismanagement. Those claims are at the police department, at the sheriff's office. And, you know, there are ongoing investigations. And, you know, I didn't know if you are aware of all of that yourself yet. I mean, I don't know what the other people who hired you told you. They didn't talk to me about it. So, you know, this is all new to me, and I greatly respect your time today and your courtesy to me.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, as I said at the beginning of the phone call, I'm just the lawyer, and I was asked to defend the company so that the company this plaintiff doesn't get a lien, whether it's a second lien or third lien. I don't know. But I don't know whether the second mortgage, the first mortgage is valid, invalid, whether it was procured by fraud, etc. All I can tell you is, as far as the public records of Florida goes, there are 2 liens on this property now, and this gentleman is seeking to put a third lien on the property. And my sole goal in this lawsuit is to prevent that from happening. So, you know, again, if you feel that as beneficiaries, I have a conflict because I should somehow let a lien be placed on this property, that I need to explain to me, because otherwise, you know, everything you're talking about is really outside the scope of what I've been asked to do. I'm not general counsel for the company. I haven't been asked to, you know, do any of those things that you're referring to. I haven't participated in, you know, fraudulently executing any documents or any documents at all.
Make sure who hired you was properly put in place. That's what I would first advise. That's just my recommendation.
What's that?
I would make sure that the person who hired you was properly put in as manager into that company and is operating legally. And that would be the first thing, because, you know, I've had a lot of lawyers look at this, and there's, you know, some real interesting questions developed over. Even we already went through this game with Mark Mansieri. So we already knew this landscape of this game here once before. So you've...
Well, again, most likely, Burns Oppenheimer will be seeking to either resign as the manager of this company and turn over the reins to either you or a court-appointed person if you don't want to take over.
Well, you're not going to do that because you represent Bernstein Family Realty, so you're not going to be moving to let Oppenheimer out here and try to put somebody else in, are you?
Well, at that point, okay, the people who are owners of Bernstein Family Realty
right.
will be named in the lawsuit, and they will have an opportunity to either, you know, consent to the resignation, to object to it, to accuse them of wrongdoing.
So wait, you're representing, you would be representing Bernstein Family Realty and preparing Oppenheimer's resignation?
But Bernstein Family Realty would not, is not so much a party to the lawsuit as it is a thing that's the subject matter of the lawsuit. So I would be representing Oppenheimer. Seeking to withdraw or resign, but again, I'm giving a hypothetical.
Wait, so you're going to represent Oppenheimer to withdraw or resign as manager while you're representing Bernstein Family Realty? Okay, I get.
Until Oppenheimer is relieved of their responsibilities as manager,
right?
Oppenheimer has a duty as manager to make sure that Bernstein Family Realty is represented in this lawsuit.
Well, then that means Bernstein Family Realty, not Oppenheimer, so you wouldn't be able to represent Oppenheimer's request to withdraw as manager.
I see no conflict there.
Well, that's kind of like doing an employee contract and representing the company, but okay. If you don't see the conflict, then maybe there isn't. You know, again, I'm novice at this stuff, not being a lawyer.
I can tell you this, and again, you can believe me or not. You know, you don't know me from Adam, but I can tell you I've been practicing for 18 years. I've never been accused of an ethical violation. I've never been accused of acting under a conflict of interest. I'm a stand-up guy. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell you like it is. In my mind, there's no conflict with regard to me, you know, defending Bernstein Family Realty in this lawsuit to make sure that a lien doesn't get put on your house. And at the same time, you know, if Oppenheimer says that they don't want to be manager anymore, they want to seek to resign, you know, I can represent them in seeking a resignation. And at the point where they're relieved of responsibility, that'll be up to the new manager to hire counsel to defend the company in this lawsuit.
Well, if you do that, I think you're going to make the first career decision mistake in 18 years. So I just personally would be careful doing that if I were you. Because that actually steps you right into that same minefield that Mansouri was just in, and Spallina and Tesher. So, you know, I'm sure you know what you're doing. You're a good lawyer. I just want to make sure we're on the same page that, you know, we're all looking out for Bernstein Family Realty and the beneficiaries, and we've got all that straightened out now as to who you're representing. And you know, if you feel comfortable, you're going to do as you feel, and I will be there to represent my children, and, you know, we'll move forward, hopefully, together. But I do see some issues already that seem to me to be problematic with the representations going on here.
Okay. And I understand that. I mean, you know, frankly, I think I've been involved in a lot of cases where there's a lot of personal feelings. And it seems to me, and again, I could be completely wrong here, it seems to me that, you know, you're sort of focused on making sure that Oppenheimer pays for its past misdeeds and really kind of missing the big picture of the things that you guys might have an interest in common. In other words, you know, I think it might be to your family's benefit for the trust to be resolved and for you to receive the funds outright.
There are no funds, I thought.
What's that?
I thought there are no funds.
Well, whatever there is, okay, to get Oppenheimer out as trustee, and then you can go ahead and sue them for whatever you want. For anything they did in the past. You can object to their discharge.
Well, actually, because there's so much liability costs here and whatever, I'm not going to get into my strategy, but the bottom line is I'm probably not going to take that route. am going to leave them where they are. They're going to have to fight to get out. I hope it's not you that's fighting to get them out, because I would believe that that would create problems for the company, BFR, and at that point I'm going to have to step in on that side. So, you know, just make sure you're clear. You don't want two sets of counsel here, somebody, you know, to come in and represent the other position, anything Oppenheimer's taking here. And as long as you feel comfortable with what's going on, you know, I can't stop you from representing when somebody's paying you and claiming they're manager of a company illegally, but, you know, that's what you got to do.
Okay, well, so far I feel like I'm on solid footing here, but I appreciate your concern.
I would check very carefully, because of the forgery and fraud that's been going on and already proven and arrests already made, and documents with her name are on them in the same context as what you're representing here, that you go through those documents with a fine-tooth comb, both of the trusts, and make sure you're looking at original documents that you're operating on and your client's operating on. Okay? That would be my advice. And believe me, I usually don't ask questions without the answer, but I think you'll find that in some instances you might want to check if you're representing properly an entity, meaning do they have rights to represent Joshua Bernstein's trust? Things like that. Do they have the right for the management? You figure all that out. That's up to you. And I will talk to you soon. I know you've got a meeting to go to, and my wife just walked in telling me I've got to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice speaking with you.
Okay, nice speaking with you too. Thanks.
Okay.